57. Alexandria's Sunken City. By the mid-5th century AD, the royal palaces and buildings within the great harbor of Alexandria, Egypt, had been destroyed by earthquakes and tidal waves. Over time, the harbor floor dropped more than 20 feet. The ruined buildings of the great harbor sank beneath the water. Today, archaeologists, divers, architects, photographers, geologists, and Egyptologists piece together information about the city that lies on the floor of the harbor. The water in the harbor is between 6 and 30 feet deep. This shallow depth allows archaeologists to use the latest technology to map the harbor's archaeological features. They use a plumb bob suspended from a buoy to trace the remains of streets and the outlines of fallen columns, capitals, statues, and stone blocks that litter the seabed of the modern harbor. The buoy, at the surface of the water, has two waterproof global positioning system, GPS, receivers. One receives signals from satellites passing overhead. The other receives signals from an onshore beacon. The GPS data is transmitted to two research vessels anchored in the harbor, where it is entered into a database. The database is used to generate a map of the location of the archaeological remains. The mapping of Alexandria's Eastern Harbor was substantially completed in 1997. Then the archaeologist divers began excavations. The architectural and sculptural pieces were cleaned, identified, drawn, and photographed. Each find was given an inventory number, and its height, orientation, and location were recorded. The work is not complete, but plans are being considered to someday create an underwater archaeological park where visitors can explore Alexandria's ancient Great Harbor from glass-bottomed boats.